Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, this week we decided we'd try and be positive. You know, the sun's shining, it's nearly Easter, we wanted to have a positive thing. We also felt it was a little bit like Groundhog Day in a way, that some of the things that have come up in the news this week, like supply chain crises and the cost of living problems, we've discussed before. So we were trying to find a new and more positive angle, and you had one on shrinkflation.
Well, it's, as you said earlier, it is a case of never let a crisis go to waste. And there are lots of positives that can be taken. The positive about shrinkflation is that although the suppliers are obviously trying to maintain a price point rather than increase it, and are therefore reducing the packet size of whatever the product happens to be, the benefit of that is that it actually is about reducing consumption. And in many instances, is of products which probably we ought to reduce consumption, high sugar or confectionery, amongst other things. And a little bit of austerity doesn't go amiss in many times when we're, if not careful, we're just spending money where we really don't need to. So I was thinking about being more positive about things like that. And we were also sort of saying that, you know, there are a lot of positives to be had about many of what appear to be the downsides of things. Increasingly, you know, we're told that we need to economise on energy, which is something that we've mentioned before is probably bringing us more to green energy. An article which popped up the other day and I thought was very good, and I've repeated on LinkedIn, and I think you've got a link too, which is about looking at the older marketplace and how it is a fairly significant generator of growth, whether it happens to be people over 65 staying in work for longer, being economically active, having healthier lives. And in that respect, you know, a proportion of the population, and a fairly significant portion of the population, is being much more positive.
Yes, the article you mentioned was from McKinsey, Aging Reframed, Seeing Aging as an Opportunity in Healthcare. And of course, it's a fairly obvious point, I suppose, but obvious points always, I think, need to be stated, that as world populations get older, they tend to have more health problems. And therefore, if you're in the healthcare industry, this is bonanza time, potentially. It makes some interesting points about the changes in healthcare and the type of healthcare that people are going to be looking for. It doesn't make the point, but has definitely been mailed elsewhere, that the generation that is becoming elderly now is the sort of baby boomer generation, who have continually changed things as they've gone through the world. And they are not going to go gently into that good night. And they are expecting comfortable healthcare that is done properly, that looks nice, that they're not just going to be grateful, I think, is the message that should be coming through.
Yes, I think that the boomer generation is one which expects good return on its investment, and in many instances has changed the world as it's gone through, and it's unlikely that that trait will disappear in old age. I mean, one of the other aspects, which again we mentioned before, is the fact that about 250,000 people, according to a statistic I saw, have actually just dropped out of the workforce because they don't want to work anymore, and they feel that they can manage without having to do so, or they do so in their own way to bring in the income that they wish. And interestingly enough, I was coming home the other day after a dinner, and on the bus there were a couple of young people talking, one of whom was talking about going travelling to have a meeting in somewhere in Europe, and her friend said, "How do you afford this?" And she said, "Oh, well, I've got a couple of websites, and I make a bit of money out of each of them, so I can keep myself going." And it's an interesting way in which people are no longer following the norms that we historically saw, perhaps as set down again by baby boomers, which would be that, you know, you would grow up, you would have a certain education and you would go and work for somebody else. There is now a much more mixed economy out there, which is a positive thing. People doing their own things, people looking for new entrepreneurial ideas, as well as people deciding that they want to spend their lives doing more sociable aspects rather than economic aspects. So I think there's a lot of positives to be had from demographic trends and economic trends, rather than just the doom and gloom that is often seen in the papers.
I agree. I've just finished a great book. I might even suggest it for our next book discussion, which was David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, which it's been out a while. I came across it. And it's all about people taking a different view. So little David fighting up to the Goliath, and how it talks about entrepreneurialism. It talks about social engineering. It talks about individuals changing things. And it's a really interesting way of looking at how by not just following the norm, you can make changes. And I think post pandemic, we know we're in this huge time of change and renewal. And yes, it is scary. But there's also, as you say, there's people doing side hustles, there's people being more entrepreneurial. They will bring that back to a workplace as well. And an open, receptive workplace to that, I think, should be a winner.
Yes, I think that's a very important point. It'd be very interesting to discuss the book. I've heard of it, but I haven't read it. I think the other aspect that I think takes that point is that the BBC were having a programme on called the Rethink series on population. And there was a discussion about whether or not there was too many people in the world or too few people in the world. And a lot of the points being discussed that there were a large number of older people. And then someone popped up quite rightly and said that somebody over 60 is not old anymore. And, you know, they should not be dismissed as being no longer economically active if they want to be. And we are in long wave issues here. You know, we can look back maybe 50 years or even longer to see some of the aspects of what we're going through repeated. And what did the implications of that bring? I mean, we have to go back, obviously, to things like the Spanish flu if we wanted to see what the situation was after a pandemic. But we also are in situations where the population change is an interesting one to consider. You know, we haven't had a baby boom for quite a while. So what does that mean for the economy going forward? And how do we now take some of the social revolution issues of the 60s and 70s and say, well, actually, that isn't likely to happen anymore because our children and our grandchildren probably get on with more or less the same things as we do. So there's an interesting issue as to a continuous discontinuity, if I could use such a phrase.
Charles, that sounds like one for another week, because we want to be sort of upbeat and cheerful this week. But I definitely want to explore that one further with you in the future.
Okay, well, I look forward to it.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.